Turn in your scriptures now to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah and chapter 1, verse 1 through the end of the chapter, and then we'll go to chapter 9, verse 1. So it's Isaiah 8, 1 through chapter 9, verse 1. These are the words of our great and powerful God. And the Lord said to me, take for yourself a large tablet and write on it in ordinary letters, swift is the booty, speedy is the prey. And I will take to myself faithful witnesses for testimony, Uriah the priest, Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. So I approached the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said to me, name him Mahar Shalal Hashbaz. For before the boy knows how to cry out, my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be carried away before the king of Assyria. Again, the Lord spoke to me further, saying, inasmuch as these people have rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah and rejoice in Rezin and the son of Remaliah, now therefore, behold, the Lord is about to bring on them the strong and abundant waters of the Euphrates, even the king of Assyria in all his glory. And it will rise up over all its channels and go over all its banks. Then it will sweep on into Judah. It will overflow and pass through. It will reach even to the neck. And the spread of its wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Be broken, O peoples, and be shattered. And give ear, all remote places of the earth. Gird yourselves, yet be shattered. Gird yourselves, yet be shattered. Devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with us. For thus the Lord spoke to me with mighty power and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, you are not to say it is a conspiracy in regard to all that this people call a conspiracy. And you are not to fear what they fear and be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy. And he shall be your fear, and he shall be your dread. And he shall become a sanctuary. But to both the houses of Israel, a stone to strike and a rock to stumble over, and a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over them. Then they will fall and be broken. They will even be snared and caught. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will even look eagerly for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. When they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn. They will pass through the land hard-pressed and famished, and it will turn out that when they are hungry, they will be enraged and curse their king and their God as they face upward. Then they will look to the earth and behold distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be driven away into darkness. But there will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt, but later on he shall make it glorious by the way of the sea, on the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. And thus far in the word of God. So there in verse 1 and verse 3, is the naming of Isaiah's son, Mahar Shalal Hashbaz, which means swift is the booty, speedy is the prey. And we see the naming of his son is important so early in the chapter because it shows verse 4, before he is able to say, my father, my mother, it says, before that, the kingdom of Syria and Israel, that is the northern kingdom, Syria and Israel will be plundered by Assyria. It's a promise of judgment. Assyria is sweeping down, taking Israel. They will come and take Judah as well, the southern kingdom. Verse 8, the waters, floods reaching up to their necks. It's a picture of the distress that will come upon Judah for her sins. Or the imagery that changes at the end of verse 8, Assyria will swoop down like a bird upon its prey. And yet even in that verse, you notice that the land is referred to as it belongs to Emmanuel, the land of Christ, God with us. Verses 9 to 10, do you see the power and the sovereignty of the Lord? He's calling Assyria to take up arms and come, and yet remember who is always behind the judgment, the Lord, and so even Assyria will be shattered. Devise a plan. He's commanding Assyria, devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with us. Speaking again that word, Emmanuel, God is with us. So our God is not only sovereign, but reminds His child then also after that, not to follow in the sins of the people of God. Verse 11. And you see, 12 and following, those specific sins. So fear the Lord. Stand in awe of Him. Have reverence for Him. Verse 15 references Christ, who is the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. And what shall we do with this Lord? We shall wait upon Him. Verse 17, we shall trust Him. Already we saw that the people of Jerusalem, chapter 2, verse 6, they were consulting mediums and spiritists. Verse 20 is very clear about that. Our only rule of faith and life is the Word of God. Verse 19, Isaiah, when they say, do you consult the mediums and spiritists? He then says, should not a people consult their God? When they come with the mediums and spiritists, consult them, Isaiah. Verse 20 says, to the law and testimony. If they do not speak, those mediums and spiritists, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn, they have no light, they are in the darkness. The same applies today. In the last verse of the chapter upon Judah, there will be distress and darkness, gloom and anguish, and they will be driven away into darkness, that is exile. But verse 1 of chapter 9, there will be a time of no more gloom. It's the exact opposite of the last verse of chapter 8. There will be no more gloom for those who are in anguish. Those lands that which were treated with contempt, later the Lord will make them glorious. And the Lord has been faithful to all these promises to Judah. He brought them into exile. He brought Assyria. All the things that are talked about here came to pass. And so let us trust and wait upon Him, beloved. Let us go to the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense, Jesus Christ, to His word, which causes great offense to the people of this world. Let us trust and wait upon Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, You who provided for us Your Son, life in Him. Father, we praise You that You are a God who keeps Your word. You're always faithful. And may we be a people who go to Your word, to the law and to the testimony of the Gospels, of the epistles, of the prophets. Father, we ask that You would cause us to be men and women and children of the Word of God, to be in Your law day and night, to meditate upon it all the day, that we would have greater discernment, that You would give us that discernment through the Word and by Your Spirit, that we would learn to wait upon You and to trust in You. That when You speak, You will do it, as You always have, even in our lives. Father, we do come this day seeking your great work in our lives. For some here, we ask that you would transform their minds and regenerate their hearts by your Spirit. As they have received your word, as they will receive your word again, Father, cause it to be pricking them and cause them to turn to you. Father, we also pray that you would cleanse your people of their sin, of our sin. That we would love you greater and more than all else. For you are the God who deserves all love, all of our affection, all of our praise. Even now, Lord, you deserve all of our attention, and so cause our attention to be upon you. Father, as we see here nations going, being promised to go against nations in battle, and exile happening, Father, we pray for our nation, our leaders, our rulers, that you would even use them in your great sovereignty to preserve us on this earth. And yet if it be your will to take us, we look forward to being with you forever. But as we are here on this earth, cause us to serve you in all things. Not serving ourselves, not serving for our own gain, but serving you for your glory, for the advancement of the kingdom and for the destruction of Satan's kingdom. Father, we ask that you would be with those who are struggling in their bodies. Grant them relief. Grant them healing. Grant them strength. And even for all of us, grant us strength to continue each day. And Father, we pray for those who are struggling, especially in their souls and their minds. Father, grant them peace, the peace of the Spirit. Grant us all a greater measure of knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And grant us a greater righteousness, a holiness, lives filled with good works, not so that we can boast in ourselves, but so that we can turn and boast in you, and that others would see and boast in you. Father, you are the builder of the house. Build your house. You are the one who strengthens your house. Strengthen your house. We pray these things in Jesus' name. So hear and answer. We know you will. Amen.